This is Catherine Giraudot with PodTech.net with a Success Magazine podcast. As servers become more affordable, small businesses are moving away from the traditional desktop environments to networking to become more efficient and competitive. Our panelists join us today to discuss the advantages of networking and share tips on how best to set up your network. And I'm pleased to have with me today Ramon Ray, the editor of SmallBizTechnology.com, and author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses, and also Alden Levy, Vice President of JKS Events, Inc. Alden is the real-world example of a business owner who went through the process of going from separate machines to a network environment. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Ramon, let's start with you. I wonder if you could explain the concept of networking.
What networking is all about is that instead of having 2 or 3 or 10 computers that are sitting by themselves, that are not connected to anything except for themselves, you can have these 2, 3, 10, 200 computers, whatever the number is, connected into a network. And that enables you to share your printers, to share your files, and a number of other resources. Because they're on one network and connected together, they can communicate with each other.
So technically speaking, what are the steps to setting up a network? In other words, where do I start, and then how do I plan for growth? As my business grows, what are the next steps that I might do to extend and grow my network? Alden, why don't you tell us from your perspective what your business did, where you started, and how you grew your network?
Well, we started, there were two of us. We started with a router so both of us could connect to the Internet. We then networked the two computers together and shared documents on one of the desktop computers. As we looked to add employees, we added a file server, and what we actually did was we kept sharing the documents on one of the desktops while we made sure that the server worked properly.
And Ramon, is there anything you could add about what a business that may be growing a little bit larger than even Alden's business might do next?
The idea is to manage your growth. You know, you have your basic computers, you have the cables coming from the computers into the back of a hub or into the back of a switch, which connects the computers together, and then from there, the wires go to your server. And I think from there, it's just a matter of managing growth. Clearly, if you have, you know, 10 employees and you're ramping up to 100, you may need a more powerful server. You may want to consider the speed of your network also.
Ramon, why don't you sort of lay out the overall picture here? At what point should a business consider moving from desktops to a networked environment?
You know, I really think it comes to at the point where you find that you've had to burn something to a CD or put something on a floppy disk or a USB key, walk it over to your colleague's computer. At the point where you're wondering, you know, is it on my computer or her computer? At the point when you realize you have to buy 4 different printers, that's kind of the time when you may want to look yourself in the mirror or wherever you look and say, we need to have our computers networked.
And Alden, when did your business, JKS Events Incorporated, decide it was time to move from what you had to a networked environment?
What happened before our business grew, there was a lot of shoulder surfing going on, but we needed to get things done in a more timely fashion. Oftentimes, one person would be a bottleneck. They would have to look something over before it went out. And if they weren't around, the document would sit on each individual person's desk until that person could go around and check everybody's work. Now what we can do, since we've networked, is we can send an email or an IM or something and say, when you get a chance, look at this, let me know what you think. And things can go out in a more timely fashion. We're not waiting for people to physically be present in an environment before work gets done.
Ramon, what are the biggest advantages to making the switch from desktops to network for a small to medium-sized business?
You know, the goal of business is to do things faster, more efficiently, while spending less money. And in this day and age where it's hard to hire people and things like that, that's what networking brings to the table, that you can have these computers, have these technology resources, but yet use less money, save more time, and be more efficient doing it, for sure.
And Alden, what have been the biggest advantages to your company from making the switch?
Well, one of the big advantages is, especially because our business is cyclical, I don't have to be in the office every day. The president doesn't, you know, people don't have to be in the office every day. They can pick things up off a centralized server and look at them and respond to whatever they need to without having to physically be in the office.
Alden, what are some of the problems that your business encountered in terms of either technical issues, employee acceptance?
I had basically moved one of our old PCs into the role of server, and the hard drive crashed. I did have backups, but I still lost a fair amount of my time trying to get the server running again.
How could we help our listeners avoid that particular pitfall that you experienced?
Well, backup servers in place with files constantly replicating. Every time it changes in another location. I would also recommend not using old equipment. If you use newer equipment, it's less likely to fail. It's still possible, and it still does happen. But newer equipment fails less often than stuff that's been in service for 3 or 4 years.
Going to the point about backup, backup is so critical. And we don't need 9/11 or Katrina to highlight that. And I think the best thing that small businesses can do to determine the amount of money to spend is to think, what happens if this server dies right now and I can't access my data? If your answer is, in 3 days, we can wait 3 days to get it back, that's one solution. If your answer is, we must have our data back instantly because hospitals, for example, are relying on it for cardiac patients, you're going to have to make the investment to make sure you can get your data back. So I think those are the kind of questions that will help determine how much money to spend and how valuable is that data to you.
Well, this is kind of a nice segue into the security issues. So losing data is one type of sort of security concern. What about viruses, unauthorized people accessing your network, et cetera? How are security concerns different than with unnetworked desktop computers?
When your computers are not networked, the same way that I can go to file open and access a central file, or I can, you know, access any network resource, that virus also can jump from computer to computer to server to computer and infect everyone else on that network. So that's why security is so critical.
The other thing is that you need to make sure that you don't have issues with your employees. You need to set up policies, procedures, as well as security to make sure that some of that data doesn't go out the door. Some of it you can't help because you do have to trust your employees to some extent. But you need to have policies in place so that people know what they can and cannot do.
So, Ramon, from your perspective, do you recommend that small businesses have access to additional tech help if they don't have a tech person on staff to deal with setting up a small business or maintaining a small business network?
Absolutely. I think it's one of the most critical portions, actually, of a small business regarding technology. For your financial information, you have an accountant. You know, for your legal information, you have a lawyer, and et cetera, et cetera. And I think technology is no different. My advice is that I think technology help should be done on two levels. One, if you have someone in-house who's highly competent, who knows about technology, and who can kind of be your point person or eyes and ears, that is invaluable. They're the ones reading magazines and things like that to keep you updated on what technology you should have in your business. So that's on one level. The second level, either if they're going to be full-time, which if you're very small, I don't suggest, but I think you should, yes, look forward to hiring out a full-time, but meaning third-party technology consultant.
So what functionality and features should small businesses look for in choosing a network or a network hardware, software systems?
I think that at the very basic level, you know, your server should be as simple to use as possible. So definitely your basic file sharing, your basic printer sharing. It should have a full suite of tools to help you do some turnkey hardening of the device, if you will, you know, to make it sure it's secure. It should be able to help you with some email management. And again, every server can't do that. But I think at the basic level, file sharing, printer sharing, and security are three of the basic things that it should do.
In closing, is there anything either of you would like to say that we haven't covered or, any last tip that you would give to a small business owner looking to set up a network? And we'll start with you, Ramon Ray.
Yeah, the only thing I'd like to add is really, and it may sound corny, but don't be afraid of technology. It's just there are so many small businesses, and I hope those listening to this podcast that are afraid of technology are not implementing it because they don't know about it. but jump into it, dive into the pool of technology, and your lifeguard will be your local technology consultant or your in-house technology person. And I think that's my biggest word to sell the audience.
And Alden Levy, VP of JKS Events Incorporated, any last comments from you?
The other thing you should do is plan. And what I mean is look at what you need, look at what's out there. Find out what you need, look at the costs, go back again if the costs are too high or if you can spend more money. But make sure that you plan for what you have, what you need now, and what the future may hold.
We've been talking about networking for small businesses, the advantages of setting up a network, and how best to do it. This is Catherine Giraudot with PodTech.net. With the Success Magazine podcast, I've been talking with Ramon Ray, the editor of SmallBizTechnology.com and author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses, and also with Alden Levy, the vice president of JKS Events Incorporated. Thanks to both of you for joining me, and I hope that we can do this again soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.